WPM Boston presents The Duke of Newbury Street, starring Daniel Dolinoff as Alexander Endicott and Nellie Farrington as Cleo Carmel, with Matthew Ringle as Dimitri. Sponsored by Aunt Bertha's old-fashioned Boston Borscht. It's time for a change, Boston. It's time for Borscht.
Ah, my friends. Welcome back, welcome back. Come in and warm yourself by the fire. May I interest you in something to eat? Some borscht, perhaps. It's fresh, I assure you. As tonight, we are joined by a special guest, the chef and owner of Aunt Bertha's Boston Borscht, Bertha herself. Come in, Bertha!
Oh, thank you, Dimitri. Thank you for welcoming me into your home. I've brought a little gift for you and your radio friends.
Is it borscht?
Why, Dimitri, however did you guess?
Some say I'm psychic.
Can you tell what I'm thinking right now?
Perhaps. Let me see. What?
Why, Dimitri, you handsome hunk of a man. You're blushing.
And you, Bertha, my dear, have, how you say, very naughty thoughts. Ow! And very pinchy fingers.
Can't blame a girl for trying.
I will.
Why, folks, I do believe Dimitri's speechless.
Excuse me, Bertha, but we're running short on time.
Then I'll just leave Dimitri my phone number. There you go, my sweet. And remind our audience to try Aunt Bertha's old-fashioned Boston borscht. It's the best borscht this side of the Atlantic or the Pacific.
Thank you, Aunt Bertha. Dimitri?
Is she gone?
Yes, she is.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. The story of when Cleo and Alexander first met. As you may recall from our last episode, the notorious thief, Cleo Carmel, had been hired by foreign agents to burgle the brownstone of notorious Boston recluse, Alexander Endicott. Cleo accepted the assignment, but was surprised in the middle of the burglary by none other than Alexander himself. To her surprise, Alexander did not stop her burglary, but instead insisted she take the contents of his safe back to her employers, holding back only some military medals and a small cameo. But when her employers beheld Cleo's stolen treasures, they were outraged. It was the cameo they had been seeking all along. When we last saw Cleo, she was being guided away at gunpoint to a destination unknown. We now find her in a dark basement somewhere on Boston's south side. Cleo has been tied to a chair, and for the last hour she has been receiving her captor's, how you say, special attentions.
Where is it?
I've told you a dozen times. I don't have it.
And I've told you a dozen times. We don't believe you.
Hit me as much as you like. My answer won't change. I left the cameo behind.
And yet you stole everything else from the safe. You realize how unbelievable that sounds.
It's the truth.
Careful, Anton Ivanich. Do not get carried away. Let her breathe.
My apologies, Yakov Melevich.
Perhaps it is time for a break. We could all use some time away from each other, yes? And some food as well, yes?
That would be lovely. I'll have 2 eggs, over easy.
Oh, no food for you, my dear. Not until you tell us what we want to know. Then you can eat as much food as you desire.
Yeah, I'll bet.
We shall be right outside. When you are ready to talk, call us. If you do not, however, we shall return with some helpful tools to loosen your tongue.
I can hardly wait.
You won't be so smug when I...
Patience, Anton Ivanich. Let her be as smug as she wants. The day is young. She will talk soon enough.
Oh, I'll sing like a bird. It just won't be the tune you Ruskies want.
Ever the charmer, Miss Carmel. We shall see you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, Cleo. You can do this. Slack the ropes, just like back in the circus.
Would you like a hand with those ropes, my dear? I do so hate to see a girl robbed of her liberty.
Mr. Endicott? But how?
Shh! Quietly now. We don't want our friends at the next room to know I'm here. Let's have a look at you. Some bruises, a bloody nose, nothing permanent, yet I assume you gave them the jewels.
Yes, but they didn't want the jewels. They wanted your cameo. If only you'd... Mr. Endicott, are you all right?
I'm sorry. I just don't like basements. Some bad memories. Let's get you out of here before our friends come back.
You know, just the thing to say to a girl.
Let's see about these ropes.
No need. I've been escaping from tighter knots than these since I was a little girl. I just need another moment. There. No more ropes.
You, Miss Carmel, are an absolute wonder.
I do try. Are you here alone?
My man Dmitri's outside. He wanted to come in and rescue you himself, but frankly, I wanted the pleasure. It isn't every day you get to be Errol Flynn.
Who?
You really must get out to the cinema more, my dear. Can you stand?
Of course, I... Oh!
I've got you.
I'm sorry. They must have hit me harder than I thought.
And will again, Miss Carmel. Please do not move, either of you.
Let me see your hands.
Well, which is it? Are we not to move, or are we to raise our hands? Because my hands are rather full with Miss Carmel right now.
Chief?
Put her down, then raise your hands.
Thank you. Honestly, I don't think we could have solved that conundrum on our own.
Such insolence, Alexei. It is Alexei, isn't it? We had hoped to present the Kremlin with the cameo as proof of your survival. But I suspect they would be just as happy with the man himself instead.
Where is the other one? The old man?
Nearby, no doubt. Find him and kill him. I will handle things here.
Yet once.
Now then, alone at last. In truth, I never thought I'd see you again, Alexei. Such a pleasure to have you once again in my sight.
I can't say the pleasure's mutual. Is that you, Yakov Mikhailich? Under all that gray hair? The years have not been kind.
You know each other.
Obviously. Do try to keep up.
I'm afraid that our business from here is just between the two of us, Miss Carmel, which means that, sadly, you have outlived your usefulness. If it is any consolation, you have far exceeded my expectations.
You have me, Yakov. Let her go.
Now, Alexei, you know we can't do that. If there is one thing a Soviet dislikes, it's loose ends. Any last words, my dear?
This can't be happening.
Yakov, don't do this.
Miss Cleo Carmel, for betraying the Soviet Union...
No.
Please, no.
I hereby sentence you...
Not again.
...to death.
Not again.
Unhand me!
A well-placed blow, Miss Carmel. You put him out like he liked. But are you all right? You're not hit, are you?
I'm all right. But you, Alexei!
Alexander, please.
Alexander, your side. You're bleeding.
I heard shots. Is everyone all right?
We're all right, Dmitri. But be careful. There's another one about.
I have dealt with him. He will not be troubled. Alexei! You're wounded!
It's nothing, old friend. I'm fine.
Alexander!
Hold him. Let me see. Borzhe moi. This is not good.
I'm fine. See to the girl.
Doesn't look that bad.
For a normal man, that might be true. But Alexander? Alexei. He suffers from hemophilia.
A hemophiliac? Alexander?
Yes. Once he starts to bleed, he will not stop. We must get him back to the Brownstone at once.
There's a hospital nearby.
No! Alexander is my patient. My responsibility. Alexander, can you stand?
Of course, I... Whoa!
I have you. Lean on me.
Take him outside. You will find a car waiting. I will be with you in just a moment.
What are you going to do?
Take care of loose ends. Take him to the car, Miss Carmel. You do not want to see this.
All right. Come along, Alexander.
Вставай!
Что?
You feel the metal under your chin? That is your pistol, comrade.
Anton!
Your partner is dead, Yakov Mikhailovich, as you will be soon. But I did not want you to die before you knew with whom you made the mistake of crossing.
We know you. You are Alexei's manservant.
Oh, no, my friend. I am much more than that. We even knew each other back in the motherland.
That voice!
Look into my eyes, comrade, and tell me you do not know who I am.
No, it can't be. You're dead!
And yet I stand here before you.
Please, no. Mercy, please, Your Excellency. Batyushka!
Mercy? You have dared to follow us here, to invade our home, to steal our treasures, and, above all, to harm those who are dear to me. And now you dare to ask for mercy? No, comrade. Today is not a day for mercy. Today is a day for my vengeance!
God save me!
Fool! Your gods have no power here!
The jewels.
All accounted for. No thanks to you. How is he?
I'm fine, old friend. No need to be rude.
He's losing a lot of blood.
Then we must hurry. Talk to him. Try to keep him awake. I will drive.
Alexander, can you hear me?
I can.
Alexander, wake up. Alexander.
For continuing crimes against the Soviet Union, the Ural Executive Committee has decided to execute you.
What?
Father.
He's still alive. The prince is still alive.
Shoot him again. This time do not miss.
Alexei! Wake up, Alexei!
What? Who?
You are hurt, Alexei, but you must rise. You must stand if you are to survive.
But Father, Anastasia...
I can only save one of you. Come with me now, Zinoi. You must leave. You must leave.
Anastasia... Anastasia...
Mr. Endicott, Dmitri, he's awake.
Take his hand, my dear. Careful. Be careful not to disturb his bandages. I have done all I can. Now the rest is up to him. And to you.
Me?
Anastasia, you came back to me.
Alexander, I'm not...
My Anastasia, stay with me. Stay with me, please.
All right, Alexei. I will stay.
And thus began a long, dark night, where both Cleo and I sat by Alexander's bed, together in our uncertainty. I am sure you are wondering the same thing as we were that dreadful evening. Would Alexander survive his gunshot wound? I could tell you, but I see my good friend the announcer pointing at his watch, which means we are out of time. But before I turn things back over to him, I must ask one question. Is she still gone?
Who, Bertha? Yes, she's still gone.
Ah, good.
Then come back on Monday, my friends, and I will tell you what happens next. Until then, as we say in Russia, До свидания!
The Duke of Newberry Street, Episode 3, was written by Jeremy Holstein and directed by Michael McAfee. Featured in the cast were Daniel Dolanoff as Alexander Endicott, Nellie Farrington as Cleo Carmel, Matthew Ringel as Dimitri, Tom Champion as Anton, Jay Sikora as Yakov, and Mayor Fried as Bertha. Our production assistant was Liz Salazar, our recording engineer was Emery Westlake, and the studio envoy was Tilly Sokoloff. I'm your announcer, Rob Noyes. Stay tuned for the most excitement you'll have all evening with the Carla Quills Quilting Hour. Tonight's episode, The Stitch in Nine Saves Time. Heard only here on WPM Boston. This is WPM.
This has been a production of the Post Meridian Radio Players. This show may be freely shared for non-commercial purposes. Just remember to credit us and don't try to make money off of it without our express permission. If you enjoyed our work or would simply like to learn more, please visit our website at pmrp.org.